Hey, 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 what's up? How's it going out there? Welcome back. Welcome, first-time listeners. Yes, you found the right place, my friend. You have found what you have been looking for. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you are, in fact, listening to the one and only Carolyn and Joe Show. Hey, how's it going, Carolyn?
It's going great. Did you say one and Jonely?
One and Jonely. That's how I say it now. One and Jonely.
Like Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. or Joe, like me. Joe.
The one and only Joe Show.
The one and Jolie.
You can just, like, take out Ann Carolyn.
Yes, guys, you are, in fact, listening to the one and only Carolyn and Joe Show, bringing it to you fresh.
Not
super live.
No, you know what?
We are live.
We are super live because we are fresh in the morning. We're doing a 6 a.m. radio show right now. Now we know how it feels like to be like one of those AM DJs that are on at like 4 AM.
I have a feeling I've always had that experience without having to do the show every single day, but sometimes I feel like it. But it's always interesting because we don't have to do this for like 4 hours
good. Keep in mind that it's like their full-time job though. But imagine these people that like have to do their show from like 4 to 9. 4 a.m. to 9 a.m.
What do they do with the rest of their day?
They do probably prep.
They go to a matinee or something, possibly.
I know, but like, think how early they wake up. I bet their commute's awesome. You know?
Probably.
Like, they just, like, no one's on the road and it's dark out and they're just driving.
Hopefully they live just like 10, walking distance, 10 minutes away too. That would make it even better. They'd be like, hold on, I forgot my stuff, let me just go. That's how it sort of was like during college, how you can just like go across the street. Oh, I forgot my books or I forgot my homework or, you know what I mean? Dude,
yeah.
Can I just go take a bathroom break? Sure. You couldn't do that in high school. Screw high school.
Speaking of high school and bathrooms, okay, apparently at my workplace, somebody took a dump like in, I don't know the best way to describe this because this happened when I was away, but apparently, you know, there's like a trash can that's kind of like attached to the tissue box?
Yeah.
Like in the outer side of a public restroom?
Yeah.
Well, apparently on the 2 ground floors of my workplace, in the women's room, somebody took like a dump in there. Or maybe they took a dump somewhere else and put it in there. I'm not quite sure, but apparently it was like stinky and like, you know, they didn't discard of their shit properly. And so like now we have like a key. It's basically like getting a hall pass.
That's pretty smart if you ask me. So
and
Carolyn,
then they have like this whole theory about a homeless person doing it, and I honestly have never seen a homeless person like around this area or like in the building. I don't know where this homeless theory is coming up from.
So do we have any news? Anything that we need to share before we start the show?
News. We do have some Comic-Cons coming up. I can look them up on my touch.
The touch.
The feel of
the fabric.
The fabric of
technology. I've been meaning to play the Zooey Deschanel version of the whole song actually that she made for the touch. The feet, the fabric.
Have they used that actually?
Yeah, they did. They did a whole entire campaign.
How come I never saw like the actual campaign?
Because your news feed is slow, Carolyn.
It probably is a little slow. I've been a little out of touch, I'm not going to lie. In the past month or so, I've been
like
concentrating on other stuff.
And I'm happily always surrounded by people that are like trying to be up on everything. Like, I feel like there's a lot of people that I'm surrounded by, they're trying to be like the first person to know every bit of news
first,
so I'm just like cool, or like I already knew it. I guess like Monday morning when that Tupac hologram came out, like it was like I got it, like
it was like you were there.
I was there.
So popular, and like, all of your friends are at Coachella right now.
It was like that was the first, like, I don't know even what time it was, like in the morning, but it was super early in the morning, and I just like checked my email, check my feed real quick, then I saw one person. It was only one person at this time on my feed that even showed up, and then I was like, this is awesome. I reposted it, you know, and then I watched it. I just posted it, reposted it. because I was like, oh, holographic Tupac, people are gonna love that. And I saw that, and I watched it like on my phone while in bed, and I was like looking at it, and with the quality of my phone, I was like, holy crap, Tupac is back. This shit looks so real.
They pulled him out from the dead.
Like on my, when I was watching it on my phone, and the, you know, the small, you know, that small screen that people want to use now. And I was like, wow, this looks amazing. And then like I watched it on a bigger, because it looks super real on a smaller screen. And then when I saw it like in a bigger screen, I was like, it looked all right. But on that small screen, my mind was blown. I was like, holy shit, this is going to change the world. Star right. Wars news.
So the news. All right. Well, we have 4 tour dates officially confirmed for our 2012 tour for Curls Studio. You can check us out at curls-studio.com. And we hope that we meet you on May 12th at Asbury Park Comic Con. Yeah. We're going to be there in a bowling alley with music, food, and fun. And comics. Then on June 10th, we're going to be at New Jersey Shore Comic Con. We're going to be all over you, New Jersey. All over you and your situation. Then on September 8th and 9th, we're going to be in Baltimore for Baltimore Comic Con. One of our favorite shows. Spectacular. I'm sure more guests will be added soon. So check that out. Join us then. And then we are also confirmed the following weekend on September 15th and 16th at Small Press Expo. And that is in Bethesda, Maryland. You gotta be there. It's where all the hip kids are and all the cool fedora hats are. You gotta check us out.
And there's the news from Carolyn. She gets her own news music from now on. This is the official news time theme of the show.
What other news is there? We saw Cabin in the Woods.
Is that our news, really?
Yeah, that's like
those are just gonna be, those are just topics.
That's kind of news, you know.
That we saw a movie.
I mean, it's news that we went to go see a new movie.
I guess that could count under that.
It's one of those under hazy, that jurisdiction. Like, you know, it's a gray area. It's not like official news, but it's like sub.
What about for Free Comic Book Day? Are we gonna do anything for Free Comic Book Day?
Not that I know of, but we'll probably go to the local store.
Just gonna hang out. You might find two awesome creators just hanging out. That's what's actually gonna be pretty cool about Free Comic Book Day. You don't know who's gonna be there unless they announce it, but you know.
Also, like at we don't have any official appearances for Free Comic Book Day. But it is on the first Saturday of May if you've never heard of this event. And basically, you can look up any comic store.
What if we just like have a list of places that we can, we'll just hit as many Free Comic Book Day areas, like stores as we can. Mm-hmm. But we just make our own tour of just unannounced dates for the store.
If you want to do that, we can.
Like we can be like, we're just gonna show up from 1 to 2. At this store, and like they don't even know, but maybe they might find out, and we're just gonna go there, you know, like our own like tour.
Are we gonna bring a table and set up and sit there?
No, we just stand there and hang out.
We're just
announce it, you know what I mean? Just like how Jack White and Meg White like went through Canada playing like these unannounced shows for like spontaneous moments, like at a bus stop.
And now, did they tweet out where they were?
I think for like one. I don't know. I forget if they tweeted or not. I don't even remember if there was tweeting happening at that time.
There was a way. I remember seeing in that movie. Maybe it wasn't Twitter, but there was like a way that a whole bunch of people found out. Or was it Craigslist or something like that?
It was something.
Like, they put like free concert at, you know, Bombay Hall. Like, because they're in India. And,
Bombay Hall?
I don't know why I thought of Bombay Hall. But anyway, it's some Canadian thing. At Mountie Moose Hall. And then like all of these Canadians came. So they did announce at least one of them.
At the Mountie Moose Hall?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we can always do that on Free Comic Book Day. When is that? Free May 2nd,
it's
May 5th?
It's always the first Saturday in May.
Yeah.
So look it up in your calendar. And you can go to, but the cool thing is like, it's pretty much almost every comic book store celebrates it. And you can go in and get some free comics. And they have specifically made comics just for that day.
And that's also when the Avengers, that weekend, that's when the Avengers come out.
Oh,
so that should
crazy.
Be a pretty massive, I wouldn't even count that as like the summer I'd say that's like for me the number two, the second, like the because the Avengers is huge, but I'm not going to count that as the big summer starter. I started that as Cabin in the Woods was the summer movie spectacular that was going to start for me. You know what I'm saying? That's how it was. And I felt like I was going to start my summer movie spectacular with Cabin in the Woods, and it freaking blew my mind. What'd you think of that, Carolyn?
I was impressed.
Without trying to give away every single thing that happened on that movie.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to like give it away without spoiler alert, and I'm not going to raise the spoiler alert right now.
So this would be, I guess this would be our review without spoilers.
A review basically saying if you like horror movies with funniness, and if you like, there's not too much gore.
A dramedy horror, basically.
So basically, you can get like a whole bunch of genres in one movie and a lot of fun. So if you like to have fun, go see Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah, and it doesn't take itself super seriously, but also it's pretty massively epic of a film. Like it just continuously, you don't really know what you're jumping into, but you think you know, but you have no idea.
And also, if you really like unicorns, you'll love it.
That's right. It really gets to that point of like how much further can we take this story, and they took it to that level, and I was like, you know, when you watch a movie, and I guess me as a creator and as a filmmaker and a writer, I try to you look at stories that you write and you try to do like a little bit of wish fulfillment. It's all wish fulfillment. It's sort of like you create scenarios. And you ask yourself, like, oh, what do I want to have happen? Like, if I were a fan and if I was a writer, what is logically in the world that we made, what would I like to see? And everything that happened in this movie was, like, sort of just, like, what I would like to see, like, happen. I'm like, oh, man, wouldn't it be hilarious if this, oh, my God, it just happened. It's sort of just like that. It's like, I was like, oh, man, when they're set up in a certain scenario, that's everything that I can think of is that happened. I was like, wow, this is amazing. It's sort of just like, you know, you're like, oh, man, I can't wait till this. You know, so that's what's great about this. And it keeps on elevating. And also the whole thing is it's probably going to be a sleeper hit because, you know, no one's going to see it coming. So definitely I'm not associated with Cabin in the Woods, but I wish I was. It's definitely the type of movie that I would make and I would enjoy being a part of, too. Like, that's one of those films that, like, you know, you'd probably work on it for free. Because you read the script and you're like, holy shit, I need to be part of this. And I want my name to be attached to all the money that's coming in.
Now, you were telling me earlier about the timing of it. Now, this movie was made a few years ago.
This movie was made. It was originally made in 2009.
So that was before, and you're telling me that the guy that is in it is Thor.
Yeah,
And so it was before Thor, before he ever got, like, big-time famous.
Yeah.
He was, like, a no-name at that time.
Yeah.
So that, like, to me, that's pretty crazy that the movie basically, like, avenged itself and,
yeah,
like came back.
3 years later, now Thor movie came out. You know, everyone thinks, he's a Chris Hemsworth, I think that's how it is. It's like a big heartthrob now. He's, Avengers is coming out, he's Thor and that. Thor in the movie. I'm already a Marvel icon, and that's where Joss Whedon first started. You know, that's where that whole relationship began, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so it is pretty cool that the movie ended up, you know, getting made and stuff like that, because I hate it when I hear these tales of like movies that are in like production hell.
Well, it was made, but it was distribution hell.
Okay, distribution.
Because like MGM went bankrupt. And, you know, they're trying to find out ways of having to get these movies. And, you know, basically MGM just sold the rights. They're like, well, we can't put this out, so we're just going to sell it. So when that happens, it's like you don't know what's going to happen. It can be sold to someone else and never get put out. Now imagine that. This movie was fantastic, guys. You go see it. Have a good time. Don't think you're going to, you know, it probably might change the world, but, like, I don't know what people think. Just go in there like every movie to have a good time.
It might change the world or it might end the world. We don't know.
Yeah, but it's it's a clear fact that I'm a massive Joss Whedon fan. And I'm a massive fan of just anything that's fun and willing to take risks and go in dangerous ways. And that's what this movie was. It was dangerous and risky and aware at the same time.
And I loved all the creatures in it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say about that part.
Yeah.
But also, speaking of creatures, we did get some listener mail from our buddy Al. And he writes, "Vampires were big for a long time, and now zombies are all the rage. What is going to be the next famous monster? Creature from the Black Lagoon? Witches? Frankenstein monsters? Etc."
Well, I can't exactly prophesize what is going to be the biggest one. So I'll let Carolyn do that, and I'll just tell you what I want to be the biggest one next.
You know what I'm really into? The Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah.
I think that should come back. I mean, people are aware of it and stuff, but I feel like its cycle of news hasn't been talked about in a while, and like every few years, like it will come back. So I feel like Loch Ness Monster needs to make another appearance. What about
Loch Ness Monster. What are the choices? What monsters are going to be next?
He just named some and then was like, etc. What do you think is going to be the next famous monster?
Well, I don't know.
There's not really any choices.
I don't know what's going to be really the next biggest type of monster. Monsters might be on a downplay right now. It feels like there's the women's stuff, the women's movement that's coming up. So anything that they like is going to be huge. So probably vampires are going to still continue doing that. Maybe witches will be part of that. Or maybe just being friends and maybe traveling pants are gonna be pretty awesome, because that's
traveling pants will rule again.
Yeah, so that always seems like something that would be big. Anything involving like romance or like female power, like because Hunger Games, again, a female star, female lead. Never saw
also
the movies.
Girl with dragon tattoo.
Yeah, see, so that's what's gonna happen. I feel like
it's darker side of women. What about that?
Is it gonna be the darker side of women, or is it just gonna be women?
Women empowerment.
It's just going to be, women
who will come back to, like, kill their ex-husbands.
This is what I'm thinking.
like a Lifetime movie?
It's going to be, it's going to be a, like, women's, it's going to be a women's film for everybody. So it's like, it's going to have
like
women's, it's going to have women's characters, it's going to have this and that, but everyone can watch it.
So how is that a monster?
Because women can be monsters, but that can also entertain. but that can also entertain like everything, you know. Like horror movies are specifically, they would go. That's majority women watch horror movies.
So basically, the next monster will be a horror movie for women, but everyone can watch it.
Yeah. So maybe this is the right time for Joss Whedon and all them to have, because Joss Whedon always has female lead characters. So that's the perfect time, and that's. Nothing wrong with female lead characters. Female lead, I'm accustomed to that, you know? Not being like accustomed, like, oh yeah, I'm used to seeing this, but there's a lot of awesome ones, you know? There's a lot of amazing ones. It just happened to be the past couple of years, people didn't know how to create these characters. So now you see like the return of having these come out, people who know how to handle these characters right.
Joss Whedon has always had that, though.
That's what I said.
Like, yeah, like Buffy and Firefly.
Everybody. Dollhouse.
Angel was more about Angel, though.
Well, Angel had...
But that's okay. That was a spinoff.
that was a spinoff. But he's always had the strong female characters. Like, very, like, empowering, smart, but also very dimensional. So it's not just like, I'm female and I'm powerful and smart. You know, there's a big range, and I think having these characters have range is what enables them to be able to be relatable throughout the years. So
that's your next monster prediction?
Yep.
Empowering females?
Yep. Whatever they're afraid of, that's going to be the next monster.
I did like the Cloverfield monster. That was pretty scary.
I can't wait for that. I love stuff like that, so...
You know what monster is really scary for me?
Wait, did we continue our review of the Cabin in the Woods?
What else is there to say? You said go see the movie.
Did you enjoy the cast? Because that's pretty, at that point, that was pretty much brand new cast. I mean, we've seen them all, but they were like pretty much no names. There's still no names sometimes.
I feel like I've seen the blonde girl somewhere else, and I don't know where. I haven't looked them up on IMDb to like stalk them or anything, but I don't know where the blonde girl like is from, but I feel like I've seen her somewhere.
It's always a situation like whenever after the movie is finished, you'd want to watch or you want to read like the reviews about it. And it's always interesting when you go online and you read reviews. It's almost to me, you almost want everyone to have a great review so you can justify, like, you can justify yourself being like, oh, I love it. And if everyone else loves it, that means you're right. Or something like that.
Yeah,
there's
like,
always that internal battle. But
I actually have given up on looking at reviews, specifically for movies. Because it's like, I don't know, like, in my opinion, it's like, if you enjoy your movie and you come home, like, the last thing I want to do is, like, look up what other people thought about it and be like, oh, you know, I don't really care, you know, and if I liked it, I liked it.
It's true. But there's, for me, there's also that section of, like, I hope other people liked it too, because if I like something, I feel like I'm attached to it now. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like, you know, it's like, oh, I like this cake. I hope everyone else likes this cake, or else did I just eat a poisonous cake? You know?
Well, another thing is, like, I'd say in general, people don't get as aggravated about reviews, but with, I don't know about you, but with the movie Drive, I felt like there was a great divide. Like, there's a whole bunch of people that were like, Drive is awesome, go see it. You know,
yeah,
and like that type of review, like Ryan Gosling's great actor, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then on the other hand, like I saw a whole bunch of people post stuff about Drive that was like, Drive's the worst movie, so overrated. I don't know why everyone keeps talking about it and stuff like that.
See, that's what's always.
All he does is drive around a car.
That's what I always find like super interesting about like, I know we use the word interesting a whole lot, but like reviews in general, I feel like, for one thing. You almost have to be the for your review to be valid. It almost has to have come out. Your review almost has to like arrive on the scene before the movie even existed for it to be credible in people's eyes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like it has to be the first one before your review of your movie has to your review of the movie or of the person's whatever has to have been made before that person was born or even conceptualized that idea for people on the internet. The you know like the word reads well on this podcast for it to be like valid. You know what I mean? It's like they gotta be fresh. You can't just be like, oh, well, this other person said something like that too. You know what I mean?
Well, that's why people like take Roger Ebert more seriously out of all of the people that review movies.
Who loved Cabin in the Woods, by the way, too.
He did. So like, I mean, I feel like he is the top pinnacle.
Also, do you read his reviews?
Not recently.
Like, he doesn't even really say good or bad unless it's, like, horrible. He but really just dissects it.
I like that, though. Because then it's just, like, good, bad, I see it. Like, then you just end up like somebody else on the internet. Like, he has more power behind his words.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like people, like, if you'll, like, let's say, hypothetically, if you do a post on Facebook, if somebody holds you into like high regard to be like, you know, I really trust what Joe says. He, you know, he has good taste or something. If you're a tastemaker, like other people will take your opinion more rather than just some random person talking about like, oh, I didn't like Drive, man. It's just driving, man. So speaking of reviews, the other thing that we did look up recently was there's this place locally in our town called Barbecue World. And like, you know, we've lived here for, you know, a couple dozen centuries.
Yeah.
And we've never eaten at this joint, and it's called Barbecue World.
And what's amazing that there's still places that we have not.
Yeah, I mean, like, but I kind of like that. It's like we have this town. It's not necessarily a small town, but it's kind of like a small town feeling within a larger like area of a Washington DC suburb.
Well, that's what's interesting about this area is that it's big enough that you have many towns just in driving, you know, driving minutes away. Like when we had that, when you had that one photo shoot, like in, even in like Clifton, they had that small town. Mm-hmm. You go left or right, there's another small town. It's sort of like, there's so many of them.
Yeah. But I like the fact that like, there are a few places that to us are like left undiscovered, but we at least like are aware of them. But there's this place called Barbecue World, and like, you know, it's in a shopping center that has a Walmart and some other places. You know, it's not a bad shopping center, but they're in like this corner that's kind of far away from everyone else, and it's kind of like, oh, there's Barbecue World. And you know, we just got back from having some of the best barbecue in our life from like Texas, you know. So
yes,
then,
and that's what I was thinking. Like when I was thinking about Barbecue World recently, I was like, you know what, maybe we should give this Barbecue World a try, because like all the great places we had barbecue in Texas were just like off in the middle of nowhere, you know. And like we're like, wow, this is really great. And I was like, maybe we should try it out. Maybe it's going to be one of those hidden gems. And then we thought about it, it's like, well, it's been there forever. So there must be something to it, you know what I mean?
But then at the same time, it's been there forever, but in my eyes, no one has talked about it.
Yeah.
And then it's just been us recently, like, questioning it and be like, well, it's been there forever, there must be something there. But then it's like, well, no one's talked about it. You'd think that, like, there'd be at least one or two people being like, man, Barbecue World's so good, man.
So it was under really serious, you know, really serious consideration for us to just, you know, go and walk in there and eat something.
And you're thinking
they probably, remember, you're like, yeah, they probably still got, like, the same seats from, like, the 70s and stuff like that.
I don't know, and I've had, like, barbecue, like, since we got back at, like, a Chinese restaurant. Granted, it was, like, a Chinese buffet. And I gotta say, like, if I never went to Texas, I'd be like, okay, it's decent, it's good. But after eating that, it wasn't, like, super horrible, but it wasn't good at all.
Yeah.
And so now my taste buds for barbecue is, like, to a really high standard.
Your palate is richer now.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. Anyway, so we look up this barbecue on Yelp. Because I'm like, okay, this is some review site. And it got some, like, questionable, you know, things. But then there's also, you know, basically it got 2.5 stars out of 5. So to me, that's like 50%. So that would already be failing in the Fairfax County Public Schools
system. I was like, the place is called Barbecue World. How bad can it be?
It's not letting me read more of the rest of the reviews. So I only have a couple sentences. Unless I use your phone.
Did you want to use my phone?
Sure.
So I got.
I was gonna read some of the. That's interesting. How it won't even let me read more.
On the touch, feeling.
Well, I don't have the Yelp app like you do.
The fabric.
I'm just reading
the fabric
from the
of our life here. Try it out here.
Thank you. BBQ World.
Yeah, I finally got a new phone. I got all these apps. What in the world, man? What in the world?
You are hip to technology now. You have it all in the touch of your hand. Isn't that pretty amazing, though? Like, that you can really just touch anything and then, like,
I live in the fourth dimension. Technology needs to catch up to me. That's all I got to say about that.
First of all, what I think is interesting is, like, most of the reviews are, like, average.
If you have the search, you should type in, you should say it.
No, I already pulled it up.
Oh,
that's
okay.
How fast your phone is. I just find it interesting that the first review is like, oh, it's you know, basically they say, so delish. As one of my favorite cuties would say, the food is smoked, slowly roasted over days, which lends to the tender quality of the meat and the juicy mess. You know, like, and then they go on.
As one of my cuties would say?
I have no idea who this person is. I used to make delicious ribs, but then I had theirs, and now submit, theirs are the best ribs. The chicken was moist, the spicy barbecue sauce was actually spicy to my delight. I was not a fan of the potato salad. The beans were good, and the cornbread I would steal from your mother. They cater and do holiday meals, advance notice required. Can be on the high cost if you're feeding a family, but once you taste, you love, worth it. Not 5 stars, because their customer service skills are lacking in general, and they are poor communicators. Makes me want to go there. But that was actually a 4-star review. Then we get to a 2-star review.
Well, is that the 2-star? Is that the next review down?
Yeah. I grew up there and avoided BBQ World like the plague because I had friends who used to work there and told me what they did with the food years back. That was enough to put me off eating there. A few years later, my husband and I were visiting the area again and it started to rain. We decided to give this place a try since he was craving barbecue and it had a drive-thru. First of all, I never knew it had a drive-thru. But anyway.
Oh, it has a drive-thru.
After placing our order, we watched as the drive-thru attendant pulled the barbecue meat out of the fridge, sliced it, put some sauce on top. It was not even heated. We actually sat in the drive-thru for 15 minutes in the car. I had to turn the car off as to not waste gas, and our order was not that big. The barbecue was just, tasted fine but cold. Come on! The sides were awful, and tasted like they were under some heat lamp for a while. I honestly felt sorry for the gal serving us, because it felt like the manager on duty kept on coming out and complaining to her about how she was cutting the meat. Maybe we just came in a really bad day, but we will not be going back again.
Again.
My husband and I tried this place. There's really nothing horrible about the taste of the food. It certainly isn't anything special in the barbecue world. I just like how she referenced the name in the barbecue world, and it is called Barbecue World. Anyway, the thing that bothered me the most was the way the food was stored. I watched them pull plastic containers, post Rubbermaid. out of large fridge, put in chicken breast, and slather it with sauce. The chicken in the container seemed to be sitting there in almost dirty liquid. Ew. We've been here 2.5 years and haven't ever gone back. That was a 2-star review.
What? That doesn't even sound like 2-star reviews.
Here's a 2-star review.
That's like, what? How would you rate these reviews of like?
Sounds like, please don't go there.
Yeah, but like the stars in general, that sounds like 1 or 0 stars, or you know what I mean? How does this all compute?
Yeah, this place is going slowly downhill.
Did you say meh?
Yeah, M-E-H.
Meh.
This place is going slowly downhill. Chip pork is great, but nothing else is. Okra is a great addition to the many. One of my favorites. But they undercook it. Weird for a fried product.
So what does that... Does that mean we should try this joint out?
Here's a 1-star review. I had driven by this place a few times and decided to give it a shot. I love barbecue and am always sad about the lack of decent barbecue in the DC Baltimore area. I looked at the rest of the reviews on Yelp and they seem mixed, so I decided to give it a shot myself. To all the people that gave this place better than 2 stars, I'm not sure what you ate, but this place is terrible. We got a bunch of things, so we could get a taste for everything. Too bad it all sucked. I got the brisket sandwich and 10 barbecue wings to sample both. The brisket sandwich wasn't even brisket. It was another part of the beef, but not brisket. It was super dry, to the point I would slather it with sauce, and it was still dry. The brisket had no taste to. It was just meat, no rub or seasoning. The wings were a travesty.
They're a travesty. How are they a travesty?
When you barbecue, you still have to bake or deep fry it. Some of the skin crisps up. They didn't do that here. The skin was becoming super chewy, and no seasoning rub on the ribs. They just threw in some spicy quotes on top and called it a day. I quote spicy because I was told it was the hot sauce. If that was hot, the mild must be mustard because the hot was nothing. The person I was with picked the chicken and ribs. They do the chicken like pulled pork. They shred it. All of this does is dry out the chicken. Is there anything worse than dry chicken? The sides are probably the best part, but still average at best. It was all very bland, but not bad. If you like bland macaroni and cheese, you are in luck. No chance I will go back. Not one thing was worth going back for. It's pretty horrible.
So through that review, or through all those reviews on the Yelp app, which is pretty
I pretty much want to like just read all the 1-star reviews. Like I just keep going about this place is a travesty.
I mean, is that like, is that usually something that you would do like ahead of time, is read these reviews online?
You know, like I said, I haven't been reading reviews for movies because just reviews in general. Like I used to get Entertainment Weekly magazine and like read about all the movies, and like for me it always like kind of ruined it. But now I will say the past couple times I've done like a, you know, or went to like a public service type thing, like a restaurant or, you know, any type of customer service oriented place, there's a couple times I have looked it up on Yelp because, like, you know, kind of want to know what you're getting into.
And like for me, like with reviews on online or anywhere in general, like if I'm going to buy like a, say like an electronic or like a, or something, even maybe even a, like, yeah, like electronics or piece of gear or something like that for my film production company, sometimes I go like to Amazon and I'd read like the reviews they have there, you know. And sometimes you look at like some people reviewing like a cord or like a monitor or something like that, and it's so, sometimes it feels like it's so obvious that there's like, you know, like people from the company leaving reviews, you know, because you have everyone being like, 1 star, this is a piece of shit, broke on the first week, I can't believe this, and it's like so many of those, and all of a sudden you have like, you know,
that sounds like it's written by corporate.
Or a time when you, like, a moment where you think, like, oh my God, there could be more bad reviews. There's that one glowing review, like, the best place ever, super service, blah, 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 blah. Can't believe it came. It's still working. It's exactly what I needed. So horrible. Don't trust them ever again. This is, you know, there's always those, like.
You always get both sides.
But it's like there's that big range of just, like, the most immaculate God piece of work ever created, and then really like a piece of shit. It's sort of just like, I feel like there's so many of those types of reviews now when it comes to like stuff like that. Or because that's what I thought of when you first read that first review. I was like, that's a plant. but it wasn't so perfect to feel like it wasn't a plant.
At the end, they added like that one negative comment.
But like, look at the verbiage they used. And
they're like, food is delicious to the touch.
To the bone. Oh my God, you can eat the bone. You can eat the bone. It's so good. Barbecue. It's so. And I'm not dishing Barbecue World yet because I don't.
And then they were like, spicy to my liking.
Like I'm not really reviewing Barbecue World yet because I haven't eaten there.
What do you mean yet?
I mean, like,
are you actually gonna try it?
I haven't eaten there, but I might. But that might not ever happen. But I was like, when you first read the reviews, I was like, that sounds like a motherfucking plant.
Oh, of course, the first one I think is, but like the other ones are just like one or two stars, and they're all like, this place is basically like travesty. I like how like I use the word travesty.
It's a travesty.
I feel like I need to use that in my vocab.
This is freaking treason to the food business.
Do you think it's pretty crazy if you were a local food or whatever, some other service provider, that somebody can just easily go online and basically, like, let's say you do have a bad day, and like, you know, basically somebody could just like really butcher your business big time with the internet now.
Yeah, you can, or then you have to go back and you have to put that one star review up there, or that two star, or that. But see, when we were in Texas looking at barbecue places, I was looking at Yelp. I don't know why. I don't even know what Yelp stands for, but they were looking at the best barbecue places in Yelp.
What does Tumblr stand for?
I don't know. Tumblr.
What are all of these websites that are trying to be hit?
Remember on The Office? What did Ryan make? Woof.
Woof.
He made the woof. I don't even know what woof stand for, but like did all the platforms. He's like, oh, woof. You've just been woofed. something like that.
You need to make up a cool name for your internet travesty.
I'll call it travesty. Yeah, I should call it travesty. I think that's what's gonna that's gonna happen. But I need to find some weird way of spelling it.
Yeah, T R A V I S T E. Is that how you spell it?
What a horrible way to spell it. The proper way of spelling it. I don't even remember what you said. I'm just assuming you said it's spelled correctly.
I have no idea what I just spelled.
But that's what it's gonna be. We'll call it travesty, and you can like you'll be able to upload your opinions, and your opinions will go to anything that's tagged to one specific word. It'll be you can put a review for something, and then that review will show up on every single time someone even mentions that word. You know.
And be like, yo, you got travestized.
Yeah. What a travesty. it'll warn people ahead of time. That's exactly what travesty will do.
It'll warn people not to go to places.
But, like, that's what it is. Just how, like, Ryan, if you, like, just how, like how Ryan did, like, when you tweet, it'll, like, send it out and fax it and show everyone exactly, you know, like, for every, it'll be on Google+.
It'll be, like, a major press release.
It'll be just like that, but on Travesty, it just goes reviews. It'll just go to every single review site and message board.
That does focus on the negative, on the travesty.
Yeah.
What about the positive places? What about the places that really change people's lives? Like, what if somebody got this amazing haircut and they're like, oh my God, it changed my life. And I got a new boyfriend, and I got this and that, and I look awesome.
Then you call it the life changer.
And then everyone's gonna go to that hairstylist.
Yeah.
And see, helps everybody.
We'll make travesty. Well, first we gotta check if travesty is not already being used. But we'll spell it. All we gotta do is get rid of one of the letters or merge two letters, and boom, it's ready for the internet.
Yeah, we're good.
Like how Tumblr's like, I'm gonna get rid of that. I think I don't like that E. I wanna get rid of that E. Boom. We don't need that E, Tumblr. Travesty. We'll take away the, is there an A in that? Is there an I? Travesty.
What about ravesty? We'll just take away the T.
Yeah, just call it ravesty. There it is. Genius. Right from the Carolyn and Joe show. That's how you make internet history. Ravesty has just been created. Ravesty.
Now we need to go buy the domain.
Ravesty.
And program our whole program.
What will ravesty do? It's all, that means you send out what you do on ravesty.
You basically put out your opinion. How is that any different than like Twitter or wherever?
When you do that, Twitter goes to all the social networks. But when you do Ravesty, it'll go to every single website that has been hashtag or has a word from your review that even mentions like, if you're talking about WWE, we'll go to everything that's tagged WWE, and it'll put your review on it.
I feel like that would just be like really cluttering the internet.
It probably would be.
It would just be putting everyone's trash out. It's like taking a dump on the internet. That's our tagline, Ravesty. It's like taking a dump
on the internet. That's exactly what it's going
to
be.
That will be our contribution to the world.
What a ravesty.
As if the internet needs that.
Or you can do the reverse. You go to Ravesty to check for all bad reviews of like what you're looking for.
How would that be any different than like Yelp? We need to broadcast.
But this will be the place where you look for bad. Like, so there'll be this will be the center point.
That's what Yelp is all about.
No, but you get the good there. You get the, like, oh, the delicacy. It's, oh, it tastes so good. Oh, it makes you such an orgasmic in my ear and shit like that.
In your ear.
But like,
that's what the Carolyn and Joe show is all about.
It's like an orgasm in the ear. But
what Van Gogh would say.
But if you want to see all the bad reviews, you'll just go to Ravesty.
I still feel like we need to diverse ourselves from all the other review sites.
I don't know.
Basically the internet in general. The internet is one giant review.
We'll just remove ourselves from the internet and go to the fourth dimension. You know, because the fourth dimension...
The fourth dimension, man, that's like Ravesty. And like the sky is all blue and...
In the fourth dimension,
In the fourth dimension, man, you don't even know where you are.
There's no... In the fourth dimension, you don't have to worry about the internet, dude.
You just have to worry about Ravesty.
You have all these waves around you. You can surf literally in the internet in the fourth dimension. You can surf the internet with your own fourth dimension surfboard. You can take it on there. And if you want to go into a chat room, it's actually a room in the fourth dimension. But all it is just it's just your talk. It's just your dialogue. You're not even there in person. It's just your words. But you get to see your words from the outside of this room. In the fourth dimension, there's a chat room that you look into where you actually see your words and your opinions flying around, talking with other words. But you can walk around and see other people looking into that room. That is the fourth dimension, man.
That's scary.
That is the fourth dimension. And every time someone gets mad in the fourth dimension in the chat room after they've left a message, but see, when you leave a message, you can't leave in the fourth dimension. Or you can leave. You can leave if you wanted to. But those messages you left, they're going to be there forever in the fourth dimension, and it will grow. It will grow, and then in the future, it will become a monster. A monster.
Is that your new monster that you created? The fourth dimension monster.
The fourth dimension monster.
It's scary. Imagine that, like, everything that you post is basically on there forever. So if you have kids and grandkids and stuff, they can like look up. Maybe they'll have like a Wayback Machine, like in the future.
Is that
like 100 years from now, they're gonna be like, "What did my grandpa write?"
Is that what you're gonna call it? You're gonna call it the Wayback Machine?
Yeah.
You should call it the Wayback Machine.
They're like, dude. "I'm in the Wayback Machine." Like right now, like our kids are gonna be like, you know, Hicks or something. They'll be like, hey,
in the
man.
Future, they're gonna be Hicks.
I don't know why I'm doing like this old pappy voice.
In the future, you know what your future holds? You're gonna be a Hick.
They're gonna be like, I want to see what my grandpappy wrote, and then like they'll be like, there'll be like a machine in the corner of the room that will be called the Wayback Machine.
The Wayback Machine.
They're gonna be like, this is where all my memories are. And then like they'll load up the machine, and it'll have like that old dial-up sound, and then they'll be like, this is the whole old internet, because right now I'm in the fourth dimension. And I'm watching the swamp people. I don't know why I'm doing that voice. But anyway, no, they're all like, I am futuristic. I am going to the fourth dimension.
I am futuristic.
So this is like 200 years from now. And like, because all the great grandkids are around. And then they're all like, I'm going to see what my great grandpappy wrote back in 2012.
And then on Ravesty.
On Ravesty. Barbecue world. This place is a travesty.
What is this next one? Number two. Delicious.
No, but
meat falls off of bone.
Do you think that that's how it's going to be? Like, because in the future, there's not going to be any paper materials really as much. So basically, it would be like all on a disc or some Wayback Machine. And so you're gonna have like this little machine that like not many people like go to. You know, like you have a family album or something. It's always around, but it's just sitting on the shelf. And maybe only like once a year you'd open it or even notice it. And basically, like, somebody would want to check out, like, everything that their grandparents wrote, and it would basically be on the old internet. Don't good you old, think that that would happen?
Good old internet.
And they call it the Wayback Machine.
You have to crank the Wayback Machine.
I think that that's what's going to happen. And they could read everything that we write. That would be insane. And then, like, the weird thing is like, obviously, they wouldn't know us as well, because either we'd be dead, or like we'd be really old when they were young, so they wouldn't officially know us. So basically everything that we write would be like their opinion of what we write. So then it's like an opinion of an opinion of an opinion of somebody that you didn't fully know.
That's all everything is now. It's just opinions. There's nothing palpable. Well, there's not many things palpable these days. All you just know is opinions. And also, everything gets mistranslated or misread, so all you have is opinions that people don't really understand. Unless a person writing the opinion is like a fucking phenomenal writer that can transcend other people's ignorance. That's really the only way. No, because everyone...
Like, basically Roger Ebert.
What's hilarious about the way things are broken up, and that's why I feel like it's really important for our opinion to be in verbalized form, is that, like, everyone today is super duper sarcastic.
Super duper.
Super duper sarcastic.
I'm so sarcastic.
But they're still sarcastic when they write. So when you're sarcastic when you write, people can take it both ways. But in not knowing the person, you don't know what way to take it. So you usually civilians just take this in the worst way possible. And then wars are started and people get their ass beat because of Facebook and all that shit. Because, one, people are stupid, sarcastic, and it's the internet. Lesson learned, world. Lesson learned.
Do you think that there's going to be a second internet in the future? Well, they'll just wipe...
It's the fourth dimension, man.
They're just basically going to wipe away, like how I was saying, like the first internet where we're at now is basically going to be like put into a Wayback Machine.
1D,
and it'll be cleared off.
1D, 2D, now 3D... Only 4D is left.
What about 5D?
We have not seen that yet. The fifth dimension? Holy crap. Imagine that.
What about 100D? It could go there.
So what does this mean? Should we trust the reviews that you see anywhere? What, in your opinion, would you trust any of these reviews?
I mean, I think all of it you have to take, you know, with a grain of salt.
How do you take a grain of salt? Because I don't eat salt.
A grain of salt,
I don't eat salt, man.
You do, but you don't know that you're eating it.
Well, I don't do it on purpose. Well, why would I take it? Take it.
But I think you have to, like, you know, determine what the value is to yourself. And determine, you know, you gotta weed through those, like, planted opinions on the review sites. Like, you can kind of get a feel for it. And I guess, like, mix in all of the opinions together. Like, after you read, like, 10, maybe... And then determine, because if everyone's saying how awesome something is, you know, be like, oh, this is really amazing.
It must be something.
You should at least go here once in your life type thing. Yeah. You know, like stuff like that. Like, I feel like, yeah, that's got to be something. And then occasionally somebody might have a bad day to be like, you know, the food was good, but the server was a little mean. Maybe they're having a bad day. You know, I don't know, something like that. Like,
yeah.
But that's still like one of those like questionable ones. But at the same time, it's like, well, they said the food was good.
You know, at so least they like, put, said the food
I mean,
was
like,
good.
I could deal with, like, a horrible server if I had to, because you're only going to see them, like, once, and then you, like, have the good food for one time, and then that's it.
Yeah.
But I can't say that I read reviews to, like, every single restaurant I go to. Like, that's a little crazy. But now that you have the Yelp app, you can read it any time before you even enter the store. That's pretty amazing, though, you know? But I, like, in all honesty, like, I probably, like, really don't have a strong... You know, push forward to go to Barbecue World. I don't know about you, but I kind of like don't ever really want to try it.
It's probably gonna have the same exact reaction we had when we tried that Chinese buffet, and I took a bite out of that rib, I guess, and I looked at you and I was like, It's not the same.
And I made myself eat the food because I always, like, I can never throw away food.
Well, me, I was like, fuck it, it's not worth it. I'm not going to spoil my palate with this crap no more. I'm not going to spoil my palate.
So, what, like, basically, we can't go to, like, any barbecue then. No, we can,
can only go to the best barbecue. I'm not going to settle for that hellish human experience of go to a Chinese buffet as they just shove certain quickly made food in front of your face. Because barbecue has to be slowly done, man.
It has to be like 6 to 8 hours.
It has to have its time in jail. Has to serve its time, basically. That's really what it's all about. Right?
Yes. You need to try making your own brisket.
I'm going to try that.
And then we can report it on the radio show.
We can record it?
Report it.
Okay, I was going to be like, what?
We'll review
6 to 8 hours?
We'll review our own barbecue.
Yeah. We're just going to review ourselves from now on. Well, thanks,
it'll
everybody.
Be a review within a review. A review we'll bring a review. It to the fifth dimension of review.
Well, thank you, everybody. AstrayProductions.com. Curls-Studio. Nice long. Just go out there and make your own reviews. Keep looking for us in the future. And you know what? My name is Joe.
My name is Carolyn.
Keep tuning in. Thanks for tuning in for this show. Hope you had a blast. Review us on iTunes. Why not?
Give us a review on iTunes.
Yeah.
5 stars.
And I'll catch y'all next week. See you, Carolyn.
Adios.